all the stuff God wants. All right. 2 Timothy 2:21. If anyone purifies himself from all the filth, and that was in the scripture before that, then that person will be a vessel to honor, having been sanctified, useful to the master, prepared for every good work. So as you choose to yield yourself to sanctification means the Holy Spirit using the word of God and the anointing of the Holy Spirit comes into your heart and says, this has to go. And you say, okay, that's sanctification. Sanctification is God getting out of you what never belonged in you. That's it. It's not about getting rid of you. It's about getting rid of what doesn't belong there. If you're made the honor, if you're made in the image of God, you're created for his glory. Everything that is not in his image and does not glorify him does not belong there. And the Holy Spirit will remove it when you come in agreement that it needs to be removed. It really works. It's amazing. All right, anyway. 1 Peter 2:17 kind of sums it up for everybody. Honor all. That takes care of that one. Love the brotherhood, fear God, and honor the king. I just got to do this. 1 Peter 3:7. Husbands, dwelling together according to knowledge as with the weaker vessel, the female, bestow honor as they are truly co-heirs of the grace of life. If you don't bestow this honor, you cut off your prayers. In other words, if men do not understand that the women, and the husbands and the wives, they do not understand that we are all co-heirs of everything that God has. Men, if you don't bestow that honor to women that God has given them, according to God's word, your prayers are cut off. No wonder Satan loves this teaching to try to stop women from being considered co-heirs in all the things of God. So he can keep the men's prayers from having any power. God is pretty cool, aren't you? God, you are good. Okay. All right, so that's kind of our honor teaching, okay? I wanted to finish that up. But let's just pray this together if you get this, okay? Lord Jesus, forgive me. Forgive me for not honoring all people. Forgive me, Lord God, for not seeing relationships the way you see relationships. Would you heal me, God, of where I've been shamed and dishonored? Would you forgive me, God, where I have shamed others and dishonored others unintentionally or even intentionally? I ask you to forgive me. I want a new beginning with it so that I can begin to honor people, lifting them into what you say about them, and believing in faith that you are God enough to bring it to pass. In Jesus' name, amen.